5:33, and contrary to our usual pattern, we are going to start on time. Good evening, I'm Bill Lynch, and I chair the Milwaukee County Task Force on the Mitchell Park Conservatory Buildings. Welcome to this meeting. The agenda is was posted on the Register, but it's also part of the materials that have been made available here, and we will have prompted what happens next up there. As I always do, at the end of the meeting, we will have an opportunity for members of the public to address the task force with matters that have been raised in the course of this meeting. You can indicate that you want to speak by getting one of the cards from the people at the table, and you don't have to speak. You can register and submit written comments that we will then read to the group. That is especially convenient if you have to take off until the minute to testify. But that's an opportunity, and that's the sort of the segment that we do that in the ground rules. We've got a couple of announcements. Jim Vanderheiden, who has been with us as one of the primary people from HGA as our consultants, has resigned from HGA, so we won't be having Jim's assistance, but I would like to thank him for his service, and I hope to be able to communicate that to him, and we hope that he will continue to have an interest in this effort as he moves into retirement. So that's caused some organizational shuffling a little bit in the HGA consulting team, but things seem to be going along, which is fine. So, and where can we call the roll?
Bautista?
Present.
Bria?
Present.
Gerda?
Here.
Haas?
Here.
Krawicki?
Here.
McCarthy?
Here.
Nillis?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Washington?
Present.
West? And Mr. Chairman?
Present.
We do have a quorum.
Sure do. The next item is to consider approval of the minutes from the January 16th meeting.
Approval.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. The next item on the agenda is to have a verbal update on the functionality of the mesh and condition of the domes by county staff. And Julie Baston can update us on what's happening in terms of swallowing and other indications of condition.
Okay, the mesh has been in place for 16 months, at least the domes have been open for the mesh for 16 months, and the staff here at the domes has done visual walkthroughs and inspections, looking to see if we've had the continued swallowing of the small chips that we've been seeing for, and the news is the mesh is working. We're not seeing those chips laying down, and it's actually been
a verbal update on the status of materials testing work and the engineering study by Milwaukee County staff.
In January, the county approved the fund transfer to create the funding for the testing, so I have $200,000 approximately to get all the material testing done. Got a rough draft. I'm hoping to go out next week with on the actual concrete material testing. And what that'll tell me is the life expectancy of the concrete, the
hearing from people around the country on how to solve this engineering challenge.
That's the answers are going to come from the scientists that study it and the manufacturers that can actually rebuild the system or fix it or replace it.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Okay, the next item on the agenda is to review the option matrix review and preference identification. So this is follow-up to our